obviously there's initial disappointment here tonight, but with an eye to the future, it's got to be pretty positive.
It is. I mean, that's the reason I came back last year. I like the way the team played and the direction we were going from the previous couple of years. So that was a big part of it, and it will be again this year. You know, it's I see a good future for this team. I know it's not going to get easier for us, but that goes for every team. It's a competitive league, and but we have a lot of upsides to our young players and draft picks that our scouting staff have done a great job acquiring. Our goaltending is second to none. So I'm sure everybody that's in management and coaching will look at what we can improve and do going forward here, and I'll talk to Brian about that as well.
Can a series like this against a team like Pittsburgh be a good, valuable learning tool for the young group that you have in this room?
Of course it is. I mean, the way we handle ourselves in the regular season, with expectations that we were going to just fall off and fall out of the playoff picture, was a great learning tool. Same thing with being in the first round of the playoffs. It's a great experience for everybody. And then now coming in and playing a great team like Pittsburgh, same thing. You know, we battled hard. We were close a few games, won one game. But in the end, we're a little bit thin compared to them. And you got to give them credit. They played a great series.
Thanks for this.
Thanks, Dan.
Then next month it'll be 10, 7, 5, and 2.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Dan.
A couple of games, and we weren't able to slow them down enough to stop them from scoring.
It just seemed that because of so many offensive weapons they had, you guys just didn't have an answer for them, from Haddock trying to maintain them.
Yeah, I mean, for one thing too was it hurt us was we took too many minor penalties. They're too good on the power play to be able to fend that off for too long. I think as skilled and fast as they are, they're also well coached, and they make it hard to the neutral zone. And like I said, we've been a team that's been able to create scoring chances off our forecheck, and we weren't able to do that enough in this series.
Did you say much after the game when you came in here before we all assembled to the team?
No.
Well, I'll ask you both, and I know you know what's coming in the future, and have you given it any thought of what's next?
No, I haven't yet. We'll have our meetings in the next couple of days, and then I'll take some time, I'll talk to Brian and see what he thinks, what timeline he needs, and go from there. All I can say is it's been a great year in terms of the group we've had, the adversity we faced. We've become a tight group, stuck together throughout, and it's been a lot of fun. So I'll definitely take that with me when I think about what to do.
Daniel, what kind of advice would you give a team playing the Penguins in the future?
Well, I mean, you look at it will be Boston or New York. I think if Boston would win their team, it's really strong defensively. But still, you look at Pittsburgh, I think they would be the favorite for either of those two teams. They have skill, speed, well coached, and a lot of experience as well. So they would be a tough team to beat.
The Penguins team.